Hi, good afternoon. I think Kwan's says that it's very hard to retain after lunch, but I think I have an even bigger challenge. Okay, just a little bit of introductions. My name is Bae. I'm MVPs of Clouds and Data Centers Management. I'm also a principal consultant from Emphasis Consulting, Srinam Brahat. So, can you guys see me? Back up to the end there. I'm the opposite of Kwan. So I'm the nano server. Okay, so today I'm going to talk a little bit of software-defined security. I won't walk in front there because I'm in a nano server. Hope that you can see me here, right? Kwan sheds software-defined a lot. Software-defined compute, software-defined network, software-defined storage. So at this time, we talk about software-defined security. Focusing more a little bit on service providers. Any service providers in the room? Any service providers in the room? No. All are large enterprise, right? Yeah, service provider. Yes, Microsoft is a service provider. Today, we're going to talk about emerging security threats. When we talk, one ring to rule all, right? That's what from Kwan. We really, really need to look at security seriously. Correct? That's the ring that's really, really bring a lot of powers and control all. How about security? We're going to talk about the threats. What we are facing today. You're getting more and more news today, right? Over in the newspapers talking about cyber threats. Last Friday. What's happened? Can't hear that. DDoS. Yes, you got my flying kiss. Okay. DDoS happens to what? The IoT, right? All the devices, all the sensors. You know, PayPal's got it. You got Yahoo's, you know, incidents. Let's look at the whole environments, where we are right now. Secure identity. How are we going to deal with identities? How are we going to deal with the infrastructures that we have? The fabrics, and also the apps and the data. Let's go. Flashback. Last time, back to about 2003 or 2004 times, this bad guy is still on the kindergarten. Right? They are like, you know, we call it script kiddies. What kind of motive they have? They just want to play around. Right? I plant some things into that server or plant some things in your PCs and you go haywire. Hey, I'm so happy. That's back to 2003 and 2004. They are not the bad guys. They are just a little bit playful. When we go to 2005 to present, those bad guys groups together and they are more organized. They have motive. What is their motive? Money, right? Profits. They get into your environments, steal your stuff, and sell it off to get money. And these are the organized crime. And 2012 and beyond, when things evolve, right, you got these very scary people. They are not just for fun. They are not just for the profits. And they want to make the world go crazy. It's a terror group. They damage everything. Just like ransomware. So these are the things and these are the threats that we are dealing with right today. Then what we got? Talking about responsibilities for securities. Anyone that is handling security right now here or in the room, your primary role is securities. Anyone? No? Part-time? Got part-time here? No as well. Okay. So, if you're looking at the cloud world right today, with software as a service, platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, and your private clouds. Guan's mentions, you got a public cloud, you got a private cloud, you got a hybrid clouds. Different kind of clouds have different kind of peoples and different kind of responsibilities. If you go software as a service, yes, data governance and right management is still your responsibilities. You use Office 365, right? But do you still responsible of your data? Right? Your client endpoints, your PCs, you still need to be aware and take note of your own securities. Accounts and access management, you still handle your username and password. Who still have your username and password stick below, underneath your keyboard? You need to take care of that, right? That's okay. That's one type of security. At least it's under the keyboard, not in front of the monitor, right? So you still have your applications as a platform as a service. Network controls. If you have infrastructure as a service, you create a virtual machines at your service providers. You need to take care of your operating system. You run a Red Hat, you run a Windows Server. You still need to take care of the securities of your operating system. You still need to patch, right? And if you have private clouds, you handle all the way from a physical data center with your access card, go in, your network infrastructures, make sure that you have all kind of IDS and IPS, you got your hosting infrastructures, make sure that all your server, your virtualizations are secure. And of course, the stack on top of it. I like this slide because it really, really gives you in terms of what is the responsibilities of securities, either you are a service provider or either you are in an enterprise. And where are you right now? Some of the organizations are hybrid. You got SaaS, you got PaaS, you got private clouds. So where is your gaps? There is no one rules that's actually one single formula to tackle all. Let's move on. And what is conclusions in terms of the trend right now? And what you should have in terms of mindsets from the securities today? This slide, assume breach. Always assumes that it's breach. You need to have to say that a breach is going to be always happen. You have this kind of mindsets. So new approach is limits or block the breach from growing. Limits, right? just like what Guan says. I am the vendor. Bear is vendors. Just now he makes me as a vendor. Only limit in terms of time. Only limit in terms of what I can do. This kind of limitations. Let's move on. 2016. Today's, we are here, is all about 2016. So, at a glance, in terms of securities, what's 2016's offer to you? We got a shielded virtual machines. Since early in the morning's keynotes until now, you see quite a lot of shielded virtual machines demo. Host guardians service, like what Guan mentions and shared just now. How you can say is that you secure the host and only run on the trusted host, not on your home PCs, not on your competitors' virtual machines or virtual hosts. Secure boot for Windows and Linux. Nano server Hyper-V host. Virtualized base securities. Hyper-V containers, containers in shield VM, shielded VM. So all this credential guards just in time administrations, just enough administrations, I won't go through all. So let's go a little bit drilled in and go a little bit more deeper in some of this. First, just in time and just enough. We should look at identity seriously. Enterprise admin, domain admins. We have all these attacks on the privileged account. I would say all the aims of the bad guy is always your privileged accounts. You stole their admin credential, and the worst one is just like the unhappy employee. And with the cloud trend right now, we are tends to give off our workloads towards to the cloud service provider, correct? We have more and more going to the cloud service providers. Is the service providers trustworthy? How about you got a very all the happy staff and co-workers, but there is an unhappy employee in the service provider? And get your data out. So, administrators' privilege will be compromised on social engineering's private initiative. And this statistic is quite sad. 50 years ago, we gave the administrator the key to the kingdom. 50 years. Quite a long time, right? The ring from the Lord of the Ring, right? Rules 50 years already. And they got a big power because they are administrators. So what's next? Privilege escalations mitigation strategy. This is one of the strategies that's on the escalations of the privilege. From by doing a credential thief, applications, agents, service accounts, we segregate it by tiering. We can have tier 0, tier 1, tier 2, and we have lateral traversals. So from here, we move to tier 2, move to tier 1, tier 1s go to tier 0. So you can have, let me go to the next slide. I have a bad guy here. Normally the breach, right, it goes the attacks over in the tier 2. This is the easiest entry point, correct? You bring your laptops everywhere, you bring all your laptops everywhere, right? You compromise, you browse everything from here. From here, a workstation of and a device of admins, then you go to a server, for example, a server that is not patched. Then you exploit. Maybe you got 100 servers, 99 servers are patched, and you got one server that is not patched. Then it's going. And then from there, it goes to your domain and enterprise admin. It goes up all the way from one level to one level to another level. Securing your privilege access. So we have credential theft. We have the DC host attack. We got an AD attack. We got an attacker still. So what are the defense? You are here as administrators. You are the power, the one that has the powers to go in everywhere and house to protect yourself. You see the slides just now from Kwan. Typical administrators, you got everything. But just enough and just in time administrations, you have left down to here. If you look at combinations of having these two, you actually minimize the surface of attack a lot and the possibilities to get credential a lot more from previous. So let's move on to demo. Oops, sorry. Stayed for too long. Let me connect to my demo environment. Oh, something is wrong with my resolution. Oops, sorry for the resolution. Okay, so these demos, I will just show you how a DNS administrator, a normal administrator and a just enough administrator, what is the difference? Oops, I have a connections problem. Okay, that's back. So if let's say I'm a normal administrator, I have a full administration's rights. So if I get a command, what kind of commands I can run, right? Can you see this? These are all the commands that I can run as a full administrator. Let's connect with a non-administrator's credential. Okay, let's say I'm operator user. And then I connect to the machines. Then I get a command. Can you see the difference from just now? You got a long list with a full administrator. But now I connect with a credential, which is I have only enough scopes that I can do. This is defined by my administrators. The administrators already defines that the operator users can only do this much of stuff. So if you already have this defined in your environment, so how much this guy can do? Let's do get a user info. So from here, you can see that I am actually now with a users called operator users. Let's see. I can restart a service. Let's try a restart a service of a printer spooler by using this credential. I run, yes, successfully runs because I have the permissions and the scopes to do a restart of a service. If I want to do a restart of a computer, let's see whether this guy can restart a computer. you got an error. Because this is not the task that you're allowed to do. Okay, that is just a very, very simple demo on just enough. What's that mean? And how you really applied it? In enterprise, delegates, different people do different things. And they only can do what they supposed to. And this should couple together with just-in-time administrations. They only can do it within this time frame. Same to a service provider. Next, talk about identities. We also have credential guards. Credential guards means this is how being deployed in terms of how your credentials being stolen. And with credential guards, now you can isolate the database, the same database, with the help of virtualization technologies. This actually isolates your information of credentials that is in the memory. So, example, this is how it will look like if, let's say, a tool or a Trojan that actually goes to your memory, you already key in all your single sign-on, everything's over in your memory. You get this off from your memory, I can see a plain text of your usernames and your passwords. I can steal your username and passwords. With secure guards, you will see that it's all encrypted. So, I'll skip this. What you can do, you can use a Windows Server 2016 server on an Active Directory with good policies to apply and enforce the credential guards to all your computers and server. Access control. So identity as a foundation. Guan mentions now we have on-premise. What is that? AD, right? This is his word. Over in the clouds, we have Azure AD. So what we need to do, we also have to handle in terms of the hybrid identity. Because of a username or some of the passwords that we sync over in the cloud. So we need to make sure that the users is the correct users. We need to make sure the device is also the right device, together with the right persons, together with the right applications, and all these combinations together allows you to access the information. So that's how it works. I'll skip a little bit. And you have multi-factor authentications. You need to have multi-factor authentications on today's. I'll go a little bit faster on this. So, device conditional access. Besides, says that, okay, you got a username and password, you got a pass, now you can go in. Do you really check other things or not? Do you check the device is healthy or not? Do you check other things are healthy or not? So you need to have a device conditional access. You need to meet certain conditions before you allow to access certain things. Right? So I have a summary here. This is just a guide. You have a security privilege access roadmaps. So as a sample, 2 to 4 weeks, what you can do. 1 to 3 months, what you can do. And 6 months onwards, what you can do. Let me go straight. First, you have separate admin account for admin tasks. This is the first thing and easiest things that you can do. Second one, privilege access workstation. Have certain workstations have the privilege access. Unique local admin passwords. And a unique local admin for all your server passwords. These are straight. You can do it within 1 or 2 weeks' time. Get this done. Second one, Stage two, you can have, the first one is privilege access workstation. On the phase two, go a little bit more in terms of admin with additional hardening for your OS. You have applied credential guards. You apply the RDP restrictions in terms of for the admin. You have time-bound privilege just in time. You have the fourth one, multi-factor authentications. Then you have just enough admin implement. You have a lower attack surface for your domains, for your server. Use nano server. Use container. Then attack detections. This is what you can do within 2 to 4 months. Stage two. Then stage three, 6 months and later. You can modernize the roles and delegation model. You can have smart card or the passport authentications for all the admins. So you add on your security and enhance the security in your environment. Admin forest, Active Directory administrators. Get another AD forest. Separate it out just for a more critical and resource forest. Code integrity policies. Make sure all the drivers are signed, are trusted. Those applications and drivers only can run on your server, and which is trusted by you. Shielded virtual machines with virtual DCs, as what Quan shared just now. So this is hope I give you an idea of what you can do in a phases. Then, integrate the people, process, and technologies. We are not just talk about technologies. So we have this productions domain, IT service management, admin role delegations, every organization's difference, admin forest maintenance, you have domain and DC hardening, admin workstations, then you have a privilege account management. Make sure that you manage them. Right? Hope this summary a little bit. As we move on, I will go a little bit fast on virtual machine security as the whole day, so you actually see quite a lot of demos. And also Squans mentions it about just now. Virtual machine securities protects your virtual machines. Quan says, right, just now, virtual secure mode. You have a host guardian service. So make sure that this service is always guard which host is allowed to run your VM. Shielded VM. And so what you can see from shielded VM, Quan shows you this. You must make sure your hardware also supports all those features, like a TPM. Like make sure your hardware supports virtualization. Okay. So this is what you can do as a server admin. If a building parameters of computer rooms, he can access here. As a Hyper-V with virtual machines, he can access as well. With Hyper-V with shielded virtual machines, he cannot access. Goes down to with different kind of role. This summary, what you can do and what you cannot do. You can see that all the with shielded VM, what you can do is a virtual machine's administrators only can access to the virtual machine. The rest, he cannot access. Okay, I will skip a little bit of that because some of the times given to Quan. Where is he? Okay, good. So, shielded virtual machines, I won't do the demo. Okay, as a service provider, you really, really have to look at it seriously. Now, all your service providers, if you have a private cloud or whatever that is handled by the vendors or handled by your suppliers, they can seize your data. So you can seize as I must use 2016, your private clouds outsourcing to other people, they can't see your virtual machine. They can't see even the console. Nano server, I want just the components I need and nothing more. Go for nano server as much as you can. Okay? Reduce the attack surface. From a security point of view, Guan show you the performance. Guan show you stats, you know, you have problems. If you got ransomware for that, delete it off, redeploy. It takes you a very, very little time to deploy a nano server. Right? And the attack surface of a nano server is greatly reduced to only for about 400 over Mac. Right? I already highlight in red, which is related to security. Anti-malware available. For the nano servers, you've got the options to enable the Windows Defender. The end results, you have this. You have, this is a size, about 486 megabytes for nano server. Next, containers. What Guan mentions, use containers as much as possible. You have your Windows Server containers. There are two types, right? Just now Guan mentions. Windows Server containers with sharing the same Windows kernel, and you have your containers on top. I would suggest you go with Hyper-V containers. You have another layer of isolations. For service providers, let's say you want to have IaaS like what Guan mentions and Guan showed just now. You can have the same IaaS, but build different kind of websites or applications on top and isolate them by containers. So from a security point of view, isolations is one thing on containers. Okay, I won't go through in too much of details, running out of time. Auditing and logging, secure apps and data. You see this just now, right? So how to play with this? You see OMS since mornings, and Guan shows the demo. But so I want to highlight a little bit on one on security and audits. Once you're done, you have to be logged. And you must have a way to go and search and really be alert when something goes not according to what you want. So you have the solution packs there. That is out of the box that you can just enable. If you want to play around, right, I'll suggest that you go to these websites, experience.mms.microsoft.com. Go to these websites, put in and register yourself. You got a full-blown OMS with data there. So you really can seize the data insights with the data, play around with it, try it out with the demo. Okay? I won't show you over here. Let's go back. Threat management. Okay, besides the identity, the credential, your platforms, architectures, your infrastructures, you also have to look at the code level and your application level and your data level. Code integrity ensures that only permitted binaries be executed from the moment the OS is booted. So what you can do now is you can say that and limit only certain applications that's run on your server. You can sign by using your own certificates. So all the applications in your environments have to go through you, just like Serum, right? Go through you, chopped, then only you can go in. Then only you can run. And your operating system with Windows Server 2016 are hardened and only allow those applications to run. Other than that, other applications executable is not able to run. Windows Defenders. Microsoft do enhance in 2016 on Windows Defender. Do have a look on Windows Defender. Control Flow Guards. This is protect against unknown vulnerability by blocking common attack vector. So this is the integrations with a Visual Studio. When you build your applications, you can have this kind of flow guards there, your control flow. How's your flows of applications run? And there is a checking. There is a checking in the middle. You can integrate this and enhance your securities for all the apps that's running on your environment. So this is code integrity. There are some commands here. I won't go through in detail, right? So detects whether an unsigned driver or system file. Make sure all the system files are signed. If it's not signed, you are not authorized. You are coming from nowhere. So you don't allow you to go to do whatever you want. This is control flow guards. Integrated with Visual Studio. So you can have a run it on the control flow guards aware OS. Windows Server 2016 is control flow guards aware operating system. But not too worried to say that when I put in this in my application, it doesn't run on those OS that is not aware of control flow guards. It still runs. But with a control flow guards aware operating system, you have additional layer of protections. So get your developers look at it. And of course, with Windows Defenders, there is a new thing called automatic exclusion. Whenever you enable certain role, right? Whenever you enable certain role in your server, right? Normally you have to do some exclusion. Don't scan this file, don't do this, don't do that on this particular path. So Windows Server 2016 add in with automatically exclusion when you add certain role. And you also can have custom exclusion as well for your Windows Defenders in Windows Server 2016. Okay. Takeaway. Sorry for a bit rush on the end. I see most of the VMs, their demos, already demos to you through a quant sessions and the earlier sessions. Secure identity. We have what? Just in time, just enough, credential guards, access control policies. What kind of with conditional access? Secure infrastructures. Shielded virtual machines, host guardian service, nano server, your containers, audits and logging with OMS. Secure apps and data, code integrity, Windows Defender, and the control flow guards. Just now I shared also the three stages. Hopes you can get this as a reference and hopes that really helps you as a guide that's enhanced the security with Windows Server 2016. So that's end my sessions. Any questions? And I think some. Okay. So thank you very much. Thanks a lot.